attention on all decks. This is the captain speaking. Abandon ship. Repeat, abandon ship. This is not a drill.
We suffered a hull breach when one of the gaskets burst. Everyone to the escape pods, women and children first. And the air is leaking away into the black of space. What pitiful end for the last of the human race. And we got halfway out to Vega, but we'll only get this far in a tin can of a spaceship fleeing from our dying star. 'Cause some stupid penny pincher thought the hit would break the bank to buy an extra layer of plating, fill up all the backup tanks. They never prepare you on Captain's Night to watch your ship tear open at half the speed of light. You try to close the airlock, but it's DOA. Wonder what they bought with all that money they must have saved. We got halfway out to Vega, but we'll only get this far in a ratty, rusted spaceship fleeing from a dying star. And they wouldn't give us robots or a navcon that behaves. So we don't even know for sure we're headed the right way. My ship and pride. Guess what? The life pod's broken. It only shuts from the outside. I throw the lever and the life pod drifts away. But it's hard to find a bargain at the price I just had to pay. And we got halfway out to Vega. I'm amazed we got this far in a wretched cut red hunk of junk fixed with spit and baling wire. Well, now my story's ended, and who do I have to thank? But some corporate bean counter thought that maintenance would break the bank. I am halfway out to Vega, and I'm floating dead in space. I'm next to a tiny lifeboat that contains a whole human race. Thousands of years of progress, and now we're out of time. Not from hubris or from conquest, but that we tripped over a dime.